For more on the Israeli rights violations, we're joined by director of Pan-African Newswire from Detroit, Mr. Abayami Azikiwe. Sir, welcome to the program. The racial discrimination of the Israelis is not only against Palestinians and Arabs, but seems to reach farther out to immigrants from Africa. Aren't these policies reminiscent to that of apartheid South Africa?
Most definitely. And of course, Israel has a long history of racial discrimination. The Palestinian people, of course, have been disenfranchised, subject to false removals ever since the foundation of the State of Israel almost 65 years ago. Just recently, an Israeli court has paved the way for the deportation of hundreds of Africans, mainly people from the south of Sudan, a newly independent country, which, even though it has gained its national independence, is still undergoing a lot of internal turmoil. And, of course, this is reflective of the anti-African sentiment and propaganda that has been voiced very, very brutally through the Israeli government officials, through the mass media, all the way up to the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Even on June 4th, four people were taken to a hospital in Jerusalem. They were suffering from burns and from smoke inhalation because of a multi-resident dwelling, a two-story building in the Mahan Yehuda Market District in Jerusalem was firebombed at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was reported that some 18 people had been living in this building. Now, of course, this follows the anti-African riots that took place on May the 23rd in the South Tel Aviv neighborhood. It was estimated that 1,000 people went on a rampage inside the neighborhood, beating up Sudanese, Eritreans, and also looting shops that were owned by African migrants. The parliament member of the Likud party, Myra Regev, he told a crowd back on May 23rd that, quote, referring to Africans, that the infiltrators are cancer in our body. The infiltrators must be expelled from Israel. Expulsion now, unquote. So this is, as you said before, very similar to what has been done to the Arab population in the state of Israel for over six decades.
Well, with regards to the Israeli regime's policies against immigrants, are you surprised that there hasn't been any reaction from the international community?
Yes, we think that it is definitely something that wants the attention of the international community. It tends to be overshadowed by other issues that are going on in relationship to Israeli domestic as well as foreign policy. In regard to the internal affairs of Israel itself, even among large segments of the settler population, there has been large unemployment, problems associated with housing and also other social services inside of the state of Israel itself. We've seen over the last year demonstrations on the part of the settler community, because obviously what has been promised to them by the Zionist state under the current economic constraints are no longer deliverables. So this has somehow overshadowed the plight of the African migrants. Also, Israel's hostile position towards its neighbors, its constant threats against the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as other states in the region, tends to get more play within the corporate and the Western media than what has been happening over the last several weeks in regard to immigrants from the African continent. Many of these people have crossed over into Israel in the aftermath of the regime change that took place in Egypt last year. Many of them have been residents of Egypt. Many of them, as I mentioned before, also were from South Sudan as well as Eritrea, which have undergone a lot of internal instability in the last year and a half. So also I want to mention that there's plans underway to construct a $167 million fence
right
on the border with Sinai in Egypt to keep out African migrants.
Okay, I'm sorry to jump in. We're running short of time. From Detroit, director of Pan-African Newswire, Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe, thank you for contributing to the program.